I like the idea of focusing on things that nurses can do that really are going to make a difference, like some of these examples we've given, particularly the nurses in infusion rooms who might feel a little bit isolated from sort of the overall flow of mm-hmm. these people. But, you know, I guess one of the things would be that maybe if you see a woman who's getting adjuvant chemotherapy and you know she's coming to the end of that treatment period, maybe in the few visits before then to start to explore what are the issues that she's going to be facing in terms of survivorship.
Absolutely, because at the time that women are on treatment, they really have to focus on receiving adjuvant therapy, managing their acute side effects, incorporating what acute treatment schedules they have into their lives, and yet they take on another chapter. It's just another chapter in their cancer experience after treatment ends, and many are not necessarily prepared for that or even understand or can even self-monitor for any intermediate to late effects and why certain surveillance is important and why taking their medications is important as well.
What are some of the issues that you think a nurse might begin to probe for a patient who's coming to the end of adjuvant therapy specifically?
First thing I would just say is, how are you feeling as you're ending your therapy with us? You know, one of the biggest concerns that I see as your nurse is that many patients start to either get a little anxious. They may not sleep as well at night. They might start to wonder what's going to happen to them after. So let me give you some information. Here's what our follow-up schedule is going to look like. Here's our phone number to contact us. That would be number one. Just kind of allay their fears to know that there is going to be support that's going to be out there and you are going to have follow-up. Second of all, you're going to actually have more time because you don't have to come see us every few days or, you know, every 8 days or so. And how is that going to fit into your life? So starting from the patient's perspective, what have you planned for resuming or continuing full-time with work or retiring or changing their job? What are some of the practical concerns that you have about insurance? What do people have said to you? Do you think you have to disclose everything? Of course not. So we've trained you as a patient to tell us, but this is not something that you have to do as a survivor to tell everyone, you know, about, you know, disclose these important details in your life. And then just some other practical kinds of things. You know, you may still continue to have fatigue for a period of time. That may not necessarily go away. But we do want you to know that there is always going to be someone available that you can talk to about anything.
I think also maybe to reinforce the concept of the recovery process and that it takes time and that this is a kind of a difficult, stressful, physically stressful situation, but that, you know, most people will recover from it, but, you know, maybe you need to be a little bit patient.
I think that that's absolutely the best recommendation, just to be patient, because we have seen in the studies of quality of life over time in both younger and older women with breast cancer that there is good recovery. And usually by the end of the first or the second year, much of the previous functions have been recovered in the majority of cases, and concerns about anxiety, depression, et cetera, also start to decline. And so women, again, who survivors, very resilient, and tend to actually do very well. And that's really important for them to hear that this is going to be really, really important, very positive for you. Just give it the time.
Any thoughts about so-called chemo brain? I just interviewed an internist with breast cancer, and she felt like, you know, it's a year later, and she still isn't able to process things the way, and, you know, that she did before. And I wonder, you know, how much of this is the actual effect of chemotherapy? How much is the stress and, you know, all the other things that might be contributing to this? What are your thoughts about this syndrome?
Well, I've definitely seen that with our patients who have been on our studies. I've also had students who had breast cancer referred to me by their professors. They tended to do really well in school, and then they either were missing classes, skipping out on classes, or doing poorly. And I said that this is likely a multifactorial effect after treatment ends. There has been some of the work that we see with chemotherapy. For others, it's just they put their lives on hold. And after treatment ends, everything comes rushing forward in terms of perspective. And they may be focusing on some of that as well. And others, I think, clearly with some of our older patients, I tend to see that they have become more forgetful. Some of them, they stop in the middle of a sentence like what I'm doing right now, can't remember that next word. It's a word that basically stops them.
And you didn't even have chemo.
No, I didn't. And so part of that for me, I know, is aging as well. But
I think it's just that we have so much stuff in our head. I mean,
don't
you think you have more things in your brain now than you did 10 years ago?
Oh, most certainly. And it doesn't always stick.